Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
No matter how deep the valley or how dark the night, our God is a God of restoration and elevation. Praise God. He will lift you up. We all face pit moments at some point in our lives, times when we feel stuck and hopeless. But James 4, verse 10 reminds us, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. He is ready to lift you from the depths of despair to the heights of His glory. This is not just a promise, but a reality that can transform your life today. Imagine a balloon that has lost its air. Deflated and defeated, it lies limp and lifeless, unable to rise. Sometimes we all feel like that balloon, burdened by the challenges of life, and wondering how we can ever soar again. But I have good news for you today. Our God is a God who lifts us up when we are down. He is the one who breathes new life into our weary souls and fills us with hope. Today, I want to explore three powerful perspectives on how God will lift you up. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you. In the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, in the book of Isaiah 40, verse 31, the scripture says, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." This verse reminds us that when we put our trust in God, He will give us the strength to soar above our troubles. Now, let us explore His Word and discover three amazing ways in which He uplifts and empowers His children. Number one, the lifting power of God's love. My friends, when we understand and embrace the depth of God's love for us, it has the power to lift us out of any pit of despair. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 8, verses 38 to 39, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." This passage reminds us that no matter what we face, God's love remains constant and unshakable. It is a love that reaches down to the depths of our souls and lifts us up into His presence. Think about a mother's love for her child. When a baby cries out in distress, a loving mother instinctively picks up the child and holds them close to her heart. She comforts the child with soothing words and gentle touches until the tears subside. In the same way, when we cry out to God in our distress, He picks us up and holds us close to His heart. He whispers words of comfort and reassurance, reminding us that we are never alone. The prophet Zephaniah, a understood the lifting power of God's love when he wrote in Zephaniah 3, verse 17, "The Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one, will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing." Imagine that, my dear friends. The God of the heavens and the earth rejoices over you with gladness and sings over you with love. His love is not distant or indifferent. It is a love that delights in you and seeks to lift you up. When we face trials and tribulations, it can be easy to feel like God has abandoned us. We may question his love and wonder why he allows us to suffer. But the truth is, God's love is not dependent on our circumstances. He loves us just as much in the valleys as he does on the mountaintops. In fact, it is often in the valleys that we experience the depth of his love most profoundly. The psalmist, David, knew this well. He wrote in Psalm 40, verses 1 to 3, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up."
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. David experienced the lifting power of God's love firsthand. He was brought up out of a horrible pit and set upon a rock. God established his steps and put a new song of praise in his mouth. My friends, no matter how deep the pit you find yourself in, God's love is deeper still. He is ready and willing to reach down and lift you up. All you need to do is cry out to him in faith and trust in his unfailing love. The Apostle Peter wrote in 1 Peter 5, verse 6, "Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." When we humble ourselves before God and acknowledge our need for him, he is faithful to lift us up. So today, I encourage you to meditate on the lifting power of God's love. Let the knowledge of his love sink deep into your heart. God is always revealing the depth of his love for you in fresh ways. And when you face trials and challenges, remember that his love is constant and unwavering. He will never leave you or forsake you. He will always be there to lift you up. When we embrace the fullness of God's love, we find a strength that goes beyond human understanding. His love is a fortress in times of trouble, a sanctuary of peace in the storm. It is a love that casts out fear, as 1 John 4, verse 18 tells us. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. He who fears has not been made perfect in love. This perfect love is our assurance that we are held securely in his hands. My friends, the depth of God's love is also revealed most profoundly in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. John 3, verse 16 declares, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." This ultimate act of love is our foundation, our reason for hope and joy. As we reflect on this love, our hearts are lifted and our spirits renewed. Each day, we are invited to experience the fullness of this divine love through prayer, worship, and the reading of his word. We draw closer to the heart of God and allow his love to transform us from the inside out. It is this continuous connection with his love that empowers us to face life's challenges with courage and faith. Number 2, the lifting power of God's strength. My dear friends, when we feel weak and overwhelmed, God's strength is there to lift us up and carry us through. The Apostle Paul knew this well, and he wrote in 2 Corinthians 12, verses 9 to 10, "And he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" Paul learned that in his weakness, God's strength was made perfect. He discovered that when he was at his weakest point, God's power rested upon him, lifting him up and giving him the strength to persevere. Think about a weightlifter in a competition. As they approach the barbell, they know that the weight is far beyond their natural strength. But as they grip the bar and begin to lift, something amazing happens. A surge of adrenaline rushes through their body, and suddenly they find a strength that they didn't know they possessed. They are able to lift the weight and complete the task at hand. In the same way, when we face challenges that are beyond our natural strength, we can rely on the supernatural strength of God to lift us up. The prophet Isaiah understood this when he wrote in Isaiah 41, verse 10, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." When we feel afraid or dismayed, God promises to be with us. He promises to strengthen us, help us, and uphold us with his righteous right hand. We don't have to face our challenges alone. We have the mighty God of the universe on our side. In the Old Testament, we read the story of Samson, a man who was gifted with amazing physical strength. However, Samson's strength was not his own. It was a gift from God. When Samson's hair was cut and he lost his strength, he cried out to God in Judges 16, verse 28. The scripture says, "Then Samson called to the Lord, saying, 'O Lord God, remember me, I pray. Strengthen me, I pray. Just this once, O God, that I may with one blow take vengeance on the Philistines for my two eyes.'" Samson acknowledged that his strength came from God, and he cried out for God to strengthen him one last time. And God answered his prayer, giving him the strength to defeat the Philistines. My friends, you may feel like you are facing an impossible situation. You may feel like you don't have the strength to go on. But I want to remind you today that you have access to a strength that is beyond your own. You have the lifting power of God's strength available to you. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him. When we trust in God and rely on his strength, we will find the help we need. And our hearts will rejoice as we praise him for his goodness and faithfulness. So today, I encourage you to lean into the lifting power of God's strength. Don't try to face your challenges alone. Cry out to God and ask him to strengthen you. Trust in his mighty power to lift you up and carry you through. Remember the words of the Apostle Paul in Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. With the strength of Christ, you can face anything that comes your way. And number 3, the lifting power of God's presence. My dear friends, when we are in the presence of God, everything changes. Our burdens are lifted, our fears are calmed, and our hearts are filled with peace. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 16, verse 11, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. In God's presence, we find the path of life, fullness of joy, and eternal pleasures. Think about a child who is lost in a crowded place. They may feel scared, alone, and overwhelmed. But the moment they see their parents' face and feel their comforting embrace, everything changes. Suddenly, they are safe, secure, and filled with peace. In the same way, when we are in God's presence, we find a comfort and security that nothing else can provide. King David understood the power of God's presence. He was a man who faced many trials and tribulations throughout his life. But he knew that in God's presence, he could find the strength and courage he needed to persevere. In Psalm 23, verses 4 to 5, David wrote, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. David found comfort, protection, and provision in God's presence, even in the midst of his darkest valleys. My friends, when we are facing difficult times, it can be easy to feel like God is distant or absent. We may feel like we are walking through the valley of the shadow of death alone. But the truth is, God is always with us. He promises to never leave us or forsake us. And in his presence, we find the strength and comfort we need to keep going. In the book of Exodus, we read about a man named Moses who had an interesting encounter with God's presence. Moses was leading the Israelites through the wilderness, and he knew he needed God's help to guide and provide for them. So he cried out to God in Exodus 33, verses 15 to 16. Then he said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here. For how then will it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight, except you go with us? So we shall be separate, your people and I, from all the people who are upon the face of the earth. Moses knew that without God's presence, they would be lost and helpless. But with God's presence, they would be set apart and empowered to fulfill their destiny. My dear friends, the same is true for us today. We need God's presence to guide us, provide for us, and set us apart for his purposes. We need to seek his face and cry out for his presence in our lives. the prophet Jeremiah wrote in Lamentations 3 verses 25 to 26. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. When we seek God's presence and wait patiently for him, we will find the goodness and salvation we need. So today, I encourage you to seek the lifting power of God's presence in your life. Set aside time each day to be in his presence through prayer, worship, and reading his word. Cry out to him in your times of need, and trust that he is with you always. Remember the words of Jesus in Matthew 28, verse 20, where he says, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age." No matter what you are facing, you are never alone. God's presence is with you, lifting you up and empowering you to overcome. My friends, I want to remind you that our God is a God who lifts us up through the power of his love, his strength, and his presence. He raises us out of the pit and sets our feet upon a rock. He gives us hope, joy, and peace that surpasses all understanding. My friends, no matter how deflated or defeated you may feel, no matter how heavy the burdens you carry, remember that you serve a God who is greater than any challenge you face. He is the one who spoke the heavens and the earth into existence, the one who parted the Red Sea, and the one who conquered death itself. And this same God, with all his power and might, loves you unconditionally. Remember that he died for our sins while we were still sinners. He longs to lift you up on wings, like eagles, to renew your strength, and to fill you with his unshakable hope. So today, I encourage you to surrender your burdens to him. Trust in his unfailing love, lean on his unbreakable strength, and abide in his life-giving presence. For when you do, you will discover that there is no pit too deep, no valley too dark, and no situation too desperate for our God to reach down and lift you out of. You will find yourself soaring to new heights, empowered by his grace and sustained by his faithfulness. And as you rise above the challenges of this life, may you become a testament to the goodness and glory of our God, shining his light and love to a world in need. My friends, never forget that you serve a God who lifts you up, and with him all things are possible. May you walk in this truth every day, and may his blessings overtake you as you trust in him. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, Creator of the heavens and the earth, I come before you with a heart full of thanksgiving, praise, and adoration. I praise you for your love, your strength, your presence, and your boundless grace that lift me up when I am down. You are my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. Lord, I declare your greatness and magnify your holy name. You have promised that you will lift me up, and I stand on that promise with unwavering faith. Lord, lift me up from my struggles, my fears, and my doubts. Renew my strength and give me the courage to face each day with confidence, knowing that you are with me. I worship you, Lord, for you alone are worthy of all honor, glory, and praise. Lord, I thank you for your unfailing love that lifts me up from the depths of despair. I am grateful for your strength that sustains me when I am weak and weary. Thank you for your presence that fills me with peace and joy, even in the midst of trials and tribulations. Forgive me, Lord, for the times I have strayed from your path and sought comfort in the things of this world. I repent of my sins and ask for your mercy and grace. As you have forgiven me, I also forgive those who have hurt me. Lord, I ask that you would continue to lift me up with your love, strength, and presence. Mighty God, fill me with your divine strength that defies all odds. Surround me with your love that never fails, and draw me close to your presence that brings comfort and peace. In the name of Jesus, I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I bind every attack of the enemy that seeks to steal, kill, and destroy, and I rebuke them in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I ask for healing in every area of my life, physical, emotional, and spiritual. I trust in your power to restore and make whole all that is broken within me. I declare that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed and made whole. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak healing into every cell, tissue, organ, and system in my body. I command every virus, bacteria, and any other foreign invader to be cast out and rendered powerless. I declare that my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and no sickness or disease can dwell in me. Lord, I claim complete and divine health, restored by your miraculous power. Protect me, Lord, from every scheme of the enemy that seeks to derail my destiny. Surround me with your angels and shield me from every arrow of darkness. Keep me safe in my coming and going, and cover me under your wings. I pray the same blessings of healing, protection, and wholeness over my loved ones. May your hand of favor and grace rest upon them, and may they experience the fullness of your love. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, lifting up our voices as one, believing that you hear and answer our prayers. We declare victory over every challenge we face, knowing that you are fighting our battles. Jehovah Rapha, we claim healing over every sickness and disease, trusting in your divine power to restore us. We give thanks for the abundance of blessings that you have in store for us, and we receive them with open hearts. Almighty God, we ask for your protection and guidance as we navigate through the uncertainties of life. Lord, we cry out to you for strength, believing that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We thank you for lifting us out of the pit and setting our feet upon solid ground. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, Lord, and empower us to live a life that brings glory to your name. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives, as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comment section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to the channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.